You're listening to the Artists of the Industry podcast on the A of the I Radio Network. Community, industries, corporate, culture, where technology, creativity, and business unite.
Welcome to the Artists of the Industry podcast, and I'm your host, Dwayne Tornquist. Today, we take it local with our discussion and conversation with Tinsley Garris, the president of the Northbrook Chamber of Commerce here in Northbrook, Illinois, where Artists of the Industry has their production studios. Today, we talk about how important it is for businesses, both small and large, to be involved and associated with the local Chamber of Commerce, not only to bring awareness to your company, but also to get involved in the community. It's a great resource for your business and a great place to meet other businesses and possibly even grow your business. Without further ado, let's get started with our conversation with Tinsley Garris.
You're listening to the AFEI Radio Network.
Thanks for joining me on this beautiful day today in Chicago.
It is.
It's gorgeous out. So if you could just start with state your name and your title and start there.
My name is Tinsley Garris. I'm the president of the Northbrook Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Oh, great. So tell me, how did you become president of the Northbrook Chamber of Commerce?
I was actually recruited from Evanston, where I was running the Evanston Convention and Visitors Bureau. And when we established that organization for the community, one of our goals was to make it a regional organization, which it now is. But it put me in contact with a number of other communities, in particular Northbrook. And I started working with the previous executive director, Barbara Hayscar. And she calls me one day and says, hey, I'm planning on retiring, and I really think you should interview for this job. And I was like, well, I'm pretty happy. You know, we've started this organization. I really like it. She goes, I really think you should interview for the job. And she convinced me to. And it's been a fantastic decision for me. This community is so wonderfully supportive. And it's been amazing to watch the community grow and to watch individual businesses, grow and thrive. So
that's
great. How I got to be here.
So Northbrook is part of what you would call the North Shore?
Yes.
And what is the North Shore, for those who don't know?
So the North Shore are several communities north of Chicago. Several of them line the lake. Northbrook doesn't happen to be on the lake, but we're just kind of one community over. So I would think communities like Evanston, Winnetka, Wilmette, Glencoe, Northbrook, Glenview are considered part of the North Shore. Skokie.
Right.
Probably left one or two out. But.
And so what are the demographics of
It's a fairly affluent area. Northbrook, I think, is sort of a much more diverse community in a lot of different ways than I would say your shore community like Kenilworth or Winnetka.
Right.
I think there's a lot more diversity here within our community, both in terms of its residents as well as the size of our business community really is much larger than our neighboring communities. A lot of people think of Evanston as probably sort of the industrial center of the North Shore, whereas in actuality, Northbrook has a larger business community than Evanston.
Right, and Evanston is centered basically more on the collegiate side, too.
Right.
And
right.
So the college is, especially Northwestern.
Right. And probably of interest to you, they have an awful lot of technology types of businesses related because of the educational presence there.
Right. And I know one reason we picked Northbrook for our business is because exactly what you just said, that the demographic, the businesses that are here that anchor, Crate and Barrel, Allstate, lots of pharmaceuticals.
Right.
UL. Yeah.
One of Northbrook's best selling points or amenities, however you want to describe it, is its location. It's surrounded on three sides by interstate or major thoroughfares, which really makes it easy to access all of Chicagoland, whether you need to have easy access to the airport, whether you want to get downtown very quickly. Its location is very advantageous for the businesses here.
Yeah, definitely. That's why we're here. And it's worked out quite well.
Good. Honestly, glad to hear that.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me a little bit, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about you as a person.
Okay.
What drives you? What do you get up in the morning passionate about? What excites you about your life? How has that changed as you've taken the position here in Northbrook?
I really love working with the businesses and seeing all the different things that they do. There's such, like I said, diversity, and not to kind of keep repeating that theme, but you really can see a lot of different things here in Northbrook, and just kind of delving into that and watching people kind of grow and thrive, and then being able through my position to kind of what I feel like make a stamp on the community, mm-hmm. like when economic development decisions are made, that, you know, we have a voice in that, uh-huh. and that many times I'm one of the leading voices on that and trying to help make some of those decisions. It really, it's very meaningful to me. So, right.
Speaking of those decisions and that influence the chamber has, can you tell me a story about maybe how it's affected businesses? Are there any stories that kind of stand out that you've gotten involved with to help drive some things that really helped businesses grow or succeed?
Well, we are the business community's leading advocate here locally. And there are a couple of things that come to mind immediately. One involves like a group of businesses. Over in Sky Harbor Business Park a number of years ago, their roads had really deteriorated quite significantly. And it was really kind of impeding the flow of truck traffic. So one of the things that the chamber did is the village was going to raise their sales tax to fund some capital improvement projects. Through conversations, got a commitment from them to make sure that those roads over in Sky Harbor were among the priorities for that capital improvement plan, and were able to get that done. So that's kind of an example of where we've mm-hmm. been working on behalf of a group of businesses. But there's all kinds of examples of where individual businesses have come to us. And, you know, through a series of circumstances, a common one is like a building permit. Mm-hmm. Through a series of circumstances, they're not able to kind of get their building permit in a timely fashion. And maybe that causes a domino effect with some of the other things that they've got going on. And we're able to facilitate conversations over at Village Hall that oftentimes will help them out. I know there's a business called New Medical Technology over in Sky Harbor. That's an example of exactly how we helped them out. They were moving from one location within the park to another, and they had moving trucks all scheduled in the building permit. There was a hang up with it, and we were able to work with the village staff and New Medical to help them get that worked out so that everything kind of flowed.
Oh, that's great. Good to know.
It sounds kind of insignificant, but you know, when you're involved in that kind of activity, you're talking about thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
lost opportunities
and
for business because your focus ends up on that and not the customers. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
So.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good story. So the difference between a city and a village, and the fact that Northbrook has a president and not a mayor. Do you understand what the differences are there? And can you explain to our
there
listeners?
There really isn't uh-huh. too much of a difference. Uh-huh. I think it's just the culture that evolved over time, that yeah. Northbrook was a small community and referred to as a village.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the term that they decided to use was village president versus mayor.
Oh, okay.
So there really isn't that much of a significance.
Is there an election process with the residents when it comes to electing the president?
Yes. So the village president is elected from the residents. It's not elected by the trustees, like the village board.
Oh, okay.
So okay. that you have to run for that specific position.
Okay, I see. So tell me about how the nonprofit world and the business world come together. And I've been to a couple of the events and participated, and they're really, really well put together and organized. I have to say, some of the best I've ever participated in. So hats off to the chamber for that.
Thank you. I'm really glad to hear that. Well, one of the things that we're really good at and kind of just part of our mission is making connections. And when it comes to the not-for-profit world, that's significant for them, is helping them connect with the businesses that are within the community to help them obtain the resources that they need, whether it's expertise, whether it's financial support, or whether it's volunteer support. The business community is a big source of those things. And the Chamber has made community service a priority. One of the interesting facts about Northbrook is its population essentially doubles during the daytime. At night, there are 35,000 residents, but during the day, there's over 50,000 people here within the community. A lot of our business owners and managers and our employees don't actually live here in Northbrook, but we want them to feel at home here, that we want them to feel invested in the Northbrook community. And one of the ways that we've done that is through community service so that they feel connected. And we've helped a wide range of organizations with that. A couple come to mind immediately. One is Hunger Resource Network, which is a local grassroots organization that helps provide proteins to Chicagoland food pantries and soup kitchens. They raise funds to purchase those proteins, and then they do a community service day in which hundreds of thousands of pounds of frozen chicken are sort of delivered to these pantries. And we have helped them with their fundraising efforts. If you look at their community service day, I would say nearly 50 to 60% of the volunteers have come from within the chamber group.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, that's kind of just one example. And they also have a project called Hunger Free Northbrook to make sure that no one here in our community is going hungry. And there are different sort of strategies that they're employing to make sure that that happens. One is like they're trained to identify seniors that may be at risk and delivering them to the food pantry and to the farmers market. One of the initiatives that I've really been involved with is helping to rescue food out of corporate cafeterias. And now we're working to sort of bring that model to local restaurants, that any unused food doesn't go wasted, that it's delivered to our food pantry as well as other organizations so that it doesn't go to waste.
Nice.
So that's kind of one example.
Okay, great. So you were telling me that tonight you're speaking at the Northbrook Library?
I'm moderating a panel tonight.
Okay.
They have a program called American Creed, and they're applying that to Northbrook. So they've got a four-member panel that will be talking about what is Northbrook's creed. And so I'm moderating that panel. And the panel includes our village president, Sandy Froome, the president of the Northbrook Historical Society, Judy Hughes, a local resident and commercial real estate owner, Harley Corman, and the president of the Civic Foundation, Matt Settler. So a lot of different perspectives on the panel to sort of what are the community values and how have they changed over time? So I'm excited about it and really interested to hear what the panel has to say.
Who's the audience?
It's open to the public. So I'm not quite sure just yet.
Okay. So perhaps you could practice a little bit and tell me, what is the creed of Northbrook?
Two things come to mind. One, I think it's a community that is always striving to do the right thing. I also think it's a community that really values collaboration. Residents and those involved in the community would be really pleased and maybe surprised at how much collaboration goes on between our units of government, whether it's the school districts and the parks, the village hall. They all work together to make sure that Northbrook is an amazing place to live and work, as well as to make sure that the resources are used efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so those are a couple of things that come to mind.
Yep. A great society.
I know. Not just to kind of flip it a little bit, what do you think about Northbrook and its values and creed? Your business has been here for a while.
Yeah, I find the people here to be really approachable, and which is important to me. But I feel that Northbrook kind of is a mix of commerce, the beauty of the lake, suburban, and just a little bit of urban as well. So I think it just offers all of those things. And then if you go to the different parts of Northbrook, the library system is awesome.
Right.
And it's connected to the greater, like, I guess, northern suburbs libraries. Because I don't live in Northbrook, but I live in a neighboring city.
Right. There's an association for the libraries. They sort of all share resources.
Yeah, and I think all of those things are so important. And I think the Chamber of Commerce is better than most Chamber of Commerces that I've been involved with. I think that you guys do a lot of outreach. I think that you respond extremely quick. And networking after hours was great. I mean, we had one of the largest crowds of people here that's ever been in this building because of you guys. It was pretty cool. So I find it to be very supportive, very collaborative, as you mentioned, and everybody seems very approachable and responsive.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think it just really, again, makes Northbrook such an amazing place to live and work.
Yeah. It was great, too, because I had the opportunity to do a little pre-marketing before the business after hours that we had here. And reached out to companies like UL and a few other. And we ended up with some opportunities for some pretty big proposals and to partner with some of these companies on new products that they were just brainstorming about that we could actually come together to actually start to create. So it was a great experience for us, and it did help us.
Well, good. Well, good. I think that's one of the things that we're best at is helping to make connections. Yeah, there's so many opportunities. Again, I'm going to use that word, collaboration. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not just within the units of government, but also the business community. Yeah, UL is an amazingly creative and interesting place, and they're doing certain things. And I know that really probably jives well with what you've got going on here.
Absolutely. I mean, there's also, I know they're not based here, but there's Walgreens right on the outskirts over in Deerfield. And it's interesting because Chicago is always known as the crossroads of America, you know, with the trucking and the trains and the airplanes and all the commerce, planes, trains, and automobiles everywhere, as we know with our traffic that we have here. But it's when you're not from here and you come here and you see all of the brands everywhere, they're located here and they're located here. You see them off of the different tollways and freeway systems. And it's just so cool to know that all these brands and all what they used to call the basement companies, you know, in Wisconsin with Harley-Davidson and Kohl's and just Miller Brewery, all these different companies. But Northbrook has a lot of that as well to offer. And you see these great brands. And UL, I mean, that campus is huge. And it's just amazing. Crate and Barrel.
I know Brilla, Allstate. There's a company across from UL that's really fascinating. It's a forensic engineering firm called Wisjani Elsner and Associates. They work across the globe. So if a bridge if something bad has happened, like a bridge has fallen down or a piece of concrete has fallen off a building, it's likely that those are the engineers that are there trying to figure out what went wrong how they can prevent it in the future. So there's a lot of fascinating things that go on here in Northbrook. One of my favorite companies to talk about is Bernhard Woodworking, which is a custom architectural woodworking firm that's located over in Sky Harbor. They do just amazing, beautiful custom woodwork that you see not only in some of the high-end retail like Saks and Neiman Marcus, but some of the woodworking for the large homes in the area. It's just, it really is beautiful.
Oh, that's cool. It's funny because being an entrepreneur and a creative person that's trying to think of what the next thing is, I'm always trying, how can we fit virtual reality and augmented reality and kind of help them kind of achieve a larger audience and things like that by using kind of the new digital mediums that are coming out. So it's really cool. There's so much. I mean, that's really why we centered here is because of all those companies, I mean, you would consider a lot of those companies tech, like pharmaceuticals.
Right.
And woodworking.
Everybody's doing some sort of research.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. I think we live in a really, really cool time in the history of, our world. So it's really neat. And I think Northbrook is a big part of that.
I do, too.
So let's talk a little bit more about how do you outreach and how do you attract people to become members?
A big way that we attract people is through referrals, people that have had good experiences with the organization, such as yourself, perhaps would say something to the neighbor, and to say, hey, are you involved in the chamber? If not, you should consider it. It's interesting because there are a number of businesses that think, the chambers, they're about retail or they're about small, entrepreneurs. It doesn't offer me anything. And that really couldn't be further from the truth. One, I think we should all be involved in the community. And for businesses, being involved in the chamber is a way to be involved in the community. Mm-hmm. I think it just makes it a better place for everyone to be. And we do, we're not just retail. We're not just for the small entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. We have amazing advocacy services that help make connections, whether it's a challenge that you might be having, I gave an earlier example of sort of a building permit as a challenge, but a challenge of any nature, and you're looking for a resource, the chamber can be a great source of information, as well as help you make a connection that you may need to solve that challenge. Referrals are the best way for us to sort of reach out and get more people involved. And kind of that peer-to-peer, hey, we should all be involved in that is kind of the most effective.
Right. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to do the podcast, is to help spread that word and to say thank you for being such a great, partner in our business.
I appreciate this opportunity, and we appreciate your being involved.
And hopefully with, social media being so, so important as far as marketing businesses go. I'm not a huge fan of just social media and being on it personally myself, but realize how important it is to get the word out.
Yes.
Interesting story. We were just doing some headshots and on Instagram, and we tagged some other companies, like, for instance, Gorham Brothers that make hats. Mm-hmm. We happen to be wearing a hat. Well, Gorham Brothers found it, tagged it, put it part of their story and all of that. Those viral marketing pieces are so important for so many reasons. And I think businesses really need to understand how important it is to consistently have content that's out there, even if it's small, but on a regular, consistent basis, because it's viral marketing and it ends up with keyword searches. What happens with Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, you don't have to say a lot, but you do want to spread the word of things that you're doing. Because what happens is when you go to keyword searches, the way SEO used to work with websites, and SEO companies used to charge a lot of money to get your website listed. But now through social media, you can do it yourself just by being consistent. And viral marketing is everything. I mean, the talk about the presidential campaigns and everything going on right now, it's all driven by social media and data. Data.
Yes.
Data is artificial intelligence. All of that stuff is real. And I think a lot of businesses that are up and coming that are understanding of that are succeeding because of that. But I think a lot of the, I would say, old school business styles might not realize how important it is.
I agree. And it's certainly in working with some of our small businesses and those that sort of, they're in charge of being the accountant, the marketer, and doing everything. It really can be a challenge to sort of tackle social media. I know we've worked really hard to try to convince business owners not to sort of turn their back on it, to not say, oh, that's for the younger generation. But to sort of reiterate to them that this is how businesses are being marketed now, and you do have to be involved with it, understand it, and work on it.
Right.
Work on it basically every day.
Right. Press releases really don't have the impact that they used to.
No.
I mean, the former company that I worked at before we started Artists of the Industry, we drove a lot of our business through press releases. And what we found is when we would press release a success story of something that we did, and we would typically get a call or two that would turn into a piece of business based on that. But the new press release actually can be done yourself by just keeping consistent, great content, well-curated content, and very professional at the same time. And if you just keep it going, if you have, and you don't have to do it all yourself. If you have members throughout your team that maybe takes Instagram or takes a day of the week or something like that.
Right, dividing it up.
Yeah, they can all, that's what we do here. I don't do all of the postings for all the different outlets, but together, all of our team puts something out there every single day. And what we're finding is a month of that, we end up with a new client to give a proposal to. So it definitely works. So I would say to all the chamber members out there, do not discount social media. And I think the chamber can grow with the social. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the podcast, because this podcast can go out through all of those different
channels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'd love to have you come in and talk to our small office, home office roundtable, because social media is commonly a topic there. But I just think your experience, and I love your suggestion of, you know, divide and conquer. You know, don't try to do it all yourself. You know, perhaps engage a colleague or you take one channel, I'll take another channel, or you take a day of the week and I'll take a day of the week. So yeah. I love that divide and challenge.
It keeps it consistent. And it keeps everybody has buy-in. Everybody feels good that they're doing something. And people also need to not depend on how many likes did I get today and make them feel like they're not doing it. Because what we're finding is, like, we had a campaign recently, and we went ahead and did some paid advertisement through Facebook, and our website, oh my, the amount of traffic that we got through our website. We didn't get a lot of likes on Facebook, but we had, 5,000 impressions within the week, and we looked at our website traffic through analytics, and it was through the roof. And we ended up getting a call from a new client that didn't particularly hit the like button, but actually had seen us on LinkedIn and Facebook and other areas while they were just doing their own personal stuff. They kept seeing us, so they called us and wanted to see how we might be able to do some video content.
Right, pique their curiosity, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of ways to target market through social media, $10 a day.
Right.
And it's a pretty inexpensive way to market compared to hiring a writer that may cost thousands of dollars and to really build a campaign. You can actually do it internal now. It's like guerrilla marketing.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and you know, in terms of your story, who knows it better than yourself?
You know? Exactly. Yeah.
You know, who knows what successes you've had better than you do?
And that's what people want to know.
Right.
They want to see that there's a bit of a vulnerability that goes along with it too. You see the real side of people because it's real people doing the work.
Right.
You know, it's not just a fabricated kind of press release for the marketing machine out there. It's different. It's real. It's organic. It's authentic. And I think it's a great way to market.
Yeah, I like that word, authentic. It really, I think there is a difference because you can see, I think when you look at people's posts on Facebook and LinkedIn and some of those channels, I think it's pretty easy to determine which ones have sort of been generated, you know, in some mass variety versus the ones that are authentic, that may not look as polished, but that really are telling a story.
Yeah, and I think the word authentic, I love that word. I know it gets overused a lot. Yeah. People want to be authentic, but it's being authentic means you have to be vulnerable, you have to be real, and you can't put a mask on.
Right.
So make sure your house is clean in your company and you got a good product and a good thing going on, and then be honest with it and put it out there. And I think Northbrook, authenticity and Northbrook go together. Back to your creed and your question on what I think Northbrook is. I think the people, including yourself, and the whole structure of the Chamber of Commerce has a lot of authenticity.
I can't tell you how much it thrills me to hear you say that.
Sounds true.
Yeah, we work really hard. At the staff level, we work really hard on all of those things and really try to be a tried and true resource, and so it thrills me to hear that you believe that.
This is great. A great conversation.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoy this. And I hope it gets out there and you attract more members.
Me too.
and then tonight, what you're doing at the library. I'm a huge library guy, so I love the libraries.
Do you commonly use the Northbrook Library?
Oh, yeah. I go to some of the talks in the amphitheater there.
Yeah.
There was a great music producer when I first moved here that I was a huge fan of, worked on some of the Nirvana records. And I just happened to look online and to check out the library, and he was speaking that week. So I went and saw him, and I actually got to meet him and connect with him. And actually, he might be doing some mixing on some of the music projects that we're doing. And so he's right here in the area
as
well.
That's amazing.
So
what a great connection,
right?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. It's very cool. You just never know.
They've got a terrific media department up there with all kinds of music.
Oh, yeah. The music is huge there.
Yeah.
Some of our artists that record here, we have a publishing company, too, mm-hmm. that we have. And some of the artists that we curate out of here also play at the libraries. It's a big – that's some of their performance venues that they prefer to play.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
The audiences are – you know, not the audience that has to rip out their cell phone and record it. And they sit and they listen. It's just a great, great place to be. Whenever I need, if I'm feeling stressed or I need some inspiration, I will go over to the library, park the car, and sit there for an hour and maybe just thumb through some books and just relax.
It is relaxing.
Yeah.
It's relaxing. It's an amazing place.
Yeah. So I know you're busy today. You have a busy evening ahead of you. Are there any parting words or some call to action that you would like to make sure that we address here and get out into the world?
Well, I would just encourage anyone that feels that the chamber might be helpful to them, whether business, resident, to call us at the chamber, 847-498-5555. You can always find us there. Or, of course, visit our website, northbrookchamber.org, and we have a Facebook page. We're on LinkedIn. All of those tools, whichever your preference is, to reach out to us and seek us out if they need any type of assistance and think that we can provide it to them.
And how do you become a member?
It's a very simple process. There's a simple application for the businesses to complete. It can be found online on our website, or again, they can call the office. Basically, it's contact information, descriptions of their business, and that really is all that it requires. Membership fees are as low as $275 and are based on the size of the company.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Artists of the Industry podcast. We are so excited to be back in the saddle again. Stay tuned for new episodes, behind the business sessions, interviews with some of our amazing partners, as well as leaders in the world of creative communication and movers and shakers from all over the industry and communities that surround us. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and of course, aoftheeye.com. Give us your ideas and let us know what you think or what you might want to hear on the next episode of the Artists of the Industry podcast.
You're listening to the AFEI Radio Network.